Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Who says Carolina is not a football school? This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. What's wrong with this picture? Alabama, Florida, Florida State, Georgia, LSU, Oregon, and UNC. Except for the Tar Heels, this is a list of perennial college football powers, regulars in the BCS games, and fertile training ground for NFL players. No wonder that the first six schools had multiple first-round picks in the NFL draft that began last Thursday. But Carolina, which has been mostly an afterthought in football for the last 30 years and six head coaches, maybe Larry Fedora can end all that if he recruits carefully and avoids key injuries to offset the 15 scholarships UNC lost due to the NCAA probation he inherited. Fedora did not recruit them, but let's give a huge shout-out to Jonathan Cooper and Sylvester Williams, who were drafted in the first round after careers that overcame obstacles in and out of the Tar Heel program. Cooper, picked number 7 by the Arizona Cardinals, stayed for his senior season when he could have turned pro or transferred to another school that wasn't on probation. Cooper was a stalwart of the offensive line after playing defensive tackle as a sophomore. The 6'3", 300-pound guard from Wilmington made All-ACC as a senior, second team as a junior, and named to the All-ACC freshman team after redshirting out of high school. In 5 years at UNC, Cooper is widely recognized as one of the smartest and most prepared college players to enter the NFL. And the Cardinals, who led the NFL in sacks allowed last season, have a spot wide open for Coop. Look for him to be a starter and a star from day one. Defensive tackle Sylvester Williams took a little different route to Radio City Music Hall and the 28th pick by Denver, where he will try to help his unit get off the field so Peyton Manning, Wes Welker, and company can have more snaps. He first quit football after high school in Missouri and went to work in a plant that manufactures radiators for large trucks. Now he can own two or three of those rigs. He enrolled at Coffeyville Community College, where he was bigger and better than everyone else, and found his way to UNC for his last 2 years. His improvement was so pronounced that his name began showing up on mock draft boards midway through the 2012 season. Williams and Cooper became instant millionaires one night last week. The Heels need more just like them. This is Archansky. See ya.